We are learning more about the foods that we eat and how they impact on our brains. So if you're eating a lot of trans fat, or on the other end of it, if you're eating a lot of omega-3, it may affect how your brain is acting as you get older and whether or not it's shrinking.
Yeah, this is a small study that was published in the journal Neurology, looking at about 104, 105 people, average age of 87. They were looking at the effect on the size of the brain and the foods that these people ate over their lifetime. Now, again, with these kind of studies, we always have to keep in mind that they're somewhat observational in that they ask people what they've eaten over a certain time frame. And memory, being what it is not necessarily as accurate as it can be, especially with regards to food intake. But nevertheless, what they did is they took blood levels of various nutrients in the body and also correlated that with the size of these individuals' brains. And they found that those people that had maintained a diet of large quantities of fish, healthy oils, antioxidant vitamins, B, C, D, C and E, and had vitamin B and adequate levels of vitamin D, had less brain shrinkage, that is what we call brain atrophy, and had better memory tests. So their brain function was better. And that's all that they could really find on this, which is, you know, it's an interesting start. They found that that some were low in vitamin B and some low in vitamin D, and they tried to match for age and education and health issues such as high blood pressure to try and make sure that everybody was the same. But it is interesting. I mean, it is sort of falls under the aegis of you are what you eat. And I'm not surprised by this. I mean, usually if you're eating well and staying healthy, eating healthy, you tend to see better health outcomes with people.
And omega-3s, that's what you would find in fish typically, right? That's one of the leading sources of that?
Yeah, omega-3s are found in fish, also in nuts as well. They used fish as their marker for this, but it is found, there are found in other things. But again, we have to always keep in mind that you can't just hang your hat on one particular variable in food or one particular nutrient.
Right.
There are likely other factors, and again, it is a small study, so there are likely other factors that have come into play. But nevertheless, there's certainly no harm in eating food that is healthy for you instead of fast food, which is what they use as a comparison.
But the bottom line is, if you're eating healthy, it may help you in the long run prevent the onset of conditions like Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah, that's it. Certainly, you're certainly better off. Put it this way: you are certainly better off eating real food as opposed to overly processed food that has been essentially stripped of any of its nutrients in it. And again, this has to be something that you think about over the long term, right? Having an occasional going out to a fast food restaurant occasionally is not what's going to do the harm. It's when people make this their staple of their diet. That's where you end up with the problem.
Right.
So these people who had better memory scores and less brain shrinkage had consistently consumed foods that were better for them over their lifetimes.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.